shall receive power. September 13. Elisha. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. We may learn valuable lessons from the experience of the prophet Elisha. Elisha was chosen by the Lord as Elijah's helper, and through test and trial, he proved himself true to his trust. He was willing to be and do anything the Lord directed. He did not seek to shun the humblest service, but was as faithful in the performance of smaller duties as of larger responsibilities. He was always willing to serve in any position to which the Lord pointed him, however disagreeable it might be to his natural inclinations. And at every step he learned lessons of humility and service. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. He did not ask for worldly honor, for a high place among the great men of the earth. That for which he craved was a double portion of the spirit given to the one God was about to honor with translation. He knew that nothing but a double portion of the spirit that had rested on Elijah could fit him to fill the place Elijah had filled, because Elijah had the experience and wisdom of age, which cannot by any method be imparted to the young. When the Lord, in his providence, sees fit to remove from his work those to whom he has given wisdom, he helps and strengthens their successors, if they will look to him for aid and will walk in his ways. They may be even wiser than their predecessors, for they may profit by their experience and learn wisdom from their mistakes. The Lord has a special care for his church. Those who will seek wisdom from him will be lights in the world, shining brighter and brighter unto the perfect day.